Well, hello there. Today I'm coming to you with a bonus podcast episode. You may have noticed that the sound is a little bit different than normal, because normally what I do here on the podcast is just give you the content that I usually have in my YouTube videos. But today I'm actually going to talk to you, just to you, the podcast listeners. I wanted to talk a little bit about finding your individual voice. The wonderful thing is, everyone has a very unique voice. You were born with a very unique voice. You will never sound like anyone else, and no one else will ever sound like you, and that's a good thing. So you better befriend your voice. You may be in a situation where you're not quite happy with your voice, but here's something I want to strongly urge you to really work on. You need to think of it as a work in progress. However, you cannot change who you are. You should not want to change who you are, because you are unique, and there is something really great about your voice. It may not be what you have pictured, especially for some women. You know, we are brought up in that way that we always think we have to sound like really feminine. And what if you have a lower voice? That is not better or worse than having a higher voice. Or having a darker voice is not any better or worse than having a really light and bright voice. It's just what it is. You should not judge. You know, there's no judgment on it. It's just what it is. You were born that way. It's like the shape of your nose, the shape of your head. That's just what it is. And what you make of it, it's all up to you. So I want to help you a little bit with, you know, deciding how does your voice naturally sound. There's a lot of things that go into that. And here's the truth that I've seen. Like, I've seen it over and over again. Singers who do not respect their natural voice, they pick repertoire that is all wrong. They sing with an approach and in a way that will only hurt their voice. They don't really do the exercises that they should be doing for their voice. So instead of helping, instead of improving, they're actually hurting themselves. And also singing in the wrong key, maybe that's too high or too low, too intense or too light, it's not going to help you progress. The truth is, if you are a higher, brighter voice, there are certain things that come easy to you. For example, the tendency for higher, brighter voices and lighter voices is that the vocal transition between the registers, that laryngeal tilt, is quite easy. It's often not very bumpy because your voice is not so heavy. On the other hand, for lower, heavier voices, the bump is usually huge. A lot of times it's really hard to get into head voice and then also back out of head voice. There's like a hole in the voice, but it's the natural tendency. So when you know what your natural tendency is, you also know how to approach your singing routine, you know, that in order to improve, there are things you want to focus on a little bit more than others. And then there are things that you know come to you a lot more easily that just kind of flow. And when you pick songs to sing, you need to kind of respect that. You need to respect your natural tendencies, and then you will have a lot more fun singing. See, for me, for example, I know how to belt high and I know how to sing those rock songs. However, that's not where the best sound of my voice is. The best sound of my voice is kind of in the middle and higher parts of my voice. When I sing lower and middle, it's the softness when I sing pop songs, for example. Now, in classical music, I'm a trained opera singer also, it is more of the lighter, brighter, very youthful sounding voices. Now, if I tried to sing a Traviata, I mean, I could sing the arias. However, that is not what I should do, because that is not the quality of my voice. The same goes for Queen of the Night aria. For me, for example, I probably could hit the F up there. But that's actually not the hardest part. The hardest part is actually singing through it and having that power of that rage expressed. So it's a dramatic coloratura soprano who sings that aria. I'm a lyric coloratura soprano / soubrette. So I have a much lighter voice, which if I try to sing with that much rage and that kind of darker color, ultimately, if I did that a lot, I would strain my voice. So it's not ideal. So the fact that you can sing something does not mean you should always, that you should do it. What you should do is sing repertoire that respects your natural tendencies. And here's the thing. You can sing any song you want to sing. However, you may not sing it the exact way that it was originally sung in. So if that original singer has a voice type that is so different from yours, and the timbre and the quality and the, you know, the size of the voice, the heaviness of the voice, and the range of the voice is just a little bit different, you can still sing those songs. You may have to change it a little bit. So what if there is a song that's just like really loud band and it's just really intense? You could do what, for example, Jamie Cullum does. He uses pop songs and just kind of jazzifies them a little bit, and he sings them with a whole different style, you know, and you could do that. But then you will have to change the accompaniment track a little bit also. So if you play an instrument like a guitar or a piano, or you have someone accompanying you, it's always so much fun to take any song and just kind of make something out of it that where your voice will sound the best. I remember back in the day, I played a lot in hotels and restaurants, and so I would always play for 3 hours at a time. And I would just do like a mixture of songs, you know, pop songs, rock songs, and I would even do like Nothing Else Matters, for example, Metallica. But I would play it just with a piano, accompanying myself, and sing it in a way that is suitable for background music. So you can't be that loud and belting out when you're doing background music. So I just adjusted it to where it would be a little bit more kind of quote-unquote easy listening kind of sound. So my voice, I just kind of took it back a notch, because also I had to sing for 3 hours, and I usually did this 2 or 3 days in a row, so I could not kill my voice. And I adjusted it, and everyone always came up to me and said, "That is amazing. You could play that song and it still sounded so wonderful. It sounded so cool, but it actually even sounded better than the original." Now, the reason why they said that was not that it actually sounded better than the original, but the way I played it sounded perfect for my voice. If I had intended to, you know, sound just like the original, just playing a piano and not having a band, it just would have not sounded right. So adjusting it to what your intention is and your natural tendencies in your voice will make a huge difference. Knowing the intensity of your voice, the natural tendencies of your voice, is so important. So, you know, you might think you're a baritone, and that might be true. But also it depends on, like, have you trained a lot already and that's really sure that you are a baritone? Or have you just not trained your voice a lot going higher, and potentially you might have it in you to be a tenor after more training? So if you have a teacher that has conflicting, you know, like you have to have two different teachers and they make conflicting statements. I had that in my live stream yesterday. Someone said, well, one teacher told me I'm a baritone and the next teacher told me I'm a tenor. I told him, well, neither of them is wrong, because if you have not trained your high voice, you may still have the potential to sing tenor repertoire and become a red tenor. That will show up in time as you train more. Now, if you've trained for 10 years and you have trained your top, and it's very clear that your timbre and the quality of your voice is a lot more like a baritone, then it is a lot more sure that you are definitely a baritone. Which baritone, usually, you know, when you are a guy, teachers may start you out somewhere in the middle, somewhere where it's not extremely high or extremely low, unless it's totally clear that you are a lower voice or a higher voice. Sometimes that is not completely clear, and most people are somewhere in the middle. So they start you out in the middle. If you're a woman, they will start you out as a mezzo-soprano, which there's nothing wrong with it. Ultimately, though, where your voice will develop, in what direction it goes, more training will show. And here's the thing, your voice will continue to change throughout your entire life. There's never an arrival point where you can say, well, this is my voice and it will stay here and it will always feel the same and always sound the same. Your voice will change until the day you die. So whether it's, you know, growing up as a child, your voice goes through a lot of changes. As you go through puberty, then you become a young adult, and then you become older, your voice gets more mature. But let me tell you, your voice doesn't stop there. When you're 20 years old, when you're 30 years old, when you're 40 years old, when you're 50 years old, and so on, your voice will continue to change, and it will continue to feel a little bit different, and you will go through these stages where you will have to, every once in a while, make some adjustments in order to respect your natural voice and the natural sound of it. And that's why it is so important to always assess your voice and ask yourself, what is my actual voice type? What is the natural timbre that wants to come out? What is the good stuff in my voice? What is the stuff that is challenging that I can work on, but probably that I don't need to excessively do a lot of? You know, every once in a while you may sing really high and belted, but it's not what you should do mainly. And then there are people who can say of their own voice, this is where I'm the strongest and where my voice sounds the best and I'm awesome at belting out. I need to work more on the transition into my softer registers. Maybe going into head voice is really bumpy right now, or maybe singing lower and more softly and having good resonance there and sounding brilliant. Maybe that's a challenge for you and you need to work on that part of your voice. It will always depend. So there's not a cookie cutter approach, and that's why it's so valuable to have some teacher by your side, someone who can listen to you from the outside, who is knowledgeable in what the voice does and how it all works, all those mechanisms, who can guide you a little bit and help you find those natural, strong parts of your voice that are just naturally really awesome. And believe me, you have something awesome in that. If your awesomeness is in the softness and in the lower parts, then that is really cool. There are a lot of singers who didn't have high voices that have really great voices. I mean, like Johnny Cash, he was a low voice and he sounds really great. Jeff Castellucci, look him up on YouTube. He's a really awesome bass. I love him. Jeff spelled as a G-E-O. G-E-O-F-F, I think. And then Castellucci, it's an Italian name. If you're looking up, look him up on YouTube. I love that. He does all these covers and he does it as a bass. And he is a great example of really adjusting every song to where he will sound the best. He will sing songs that are originally sung by a tenor voice, but he will sing them a little bit differently to where it sounds great as a bass singer. So just one example. All right, if you want to dive deeper into what is your voice, where are your natural tendencies, my online singing school program is open for registration for just a couple of days this week. We close after Thursday, so Thursday night, Central European time, we will close. And on Friday, we're actually all going to get started together. It's a great community of like-minded people. We have a Facebook group in which we talk and communicate. Also, I have a bunch of videos as curriculum. You get the online singing school curriculum. You get the vocal troubleshooting guide, which will help you to find, like, what is wrong with my voice, to assess, to find what you need to work on, what you need to start with, what is your strength, and where do you have problems, where do you need to work. You also get access to my vocal warm-ups vault, which is a collection of all kinds of vocal warm-ups for all kinds of situations. There are short warm-ups and long warm-ups. There are warm-ups focusing on very specific areas of your voice. For example, like maybe a warm-up focused on vowels or on vocal transitions. You can work on these things while you warm up. Because remember, any exercise is only as good as its execution. And you need to be intentional even in your warm-up. It's not helpful to just sing pitches in sequence, because that's not going to help you. What is going to help you is determining how you want to sing those pitches, sing them musically, and then also decide, do I want to train my strong chest voice or my belting voice, or do I want a do I want to work out the softness or falsetto, for example. So you will sing these exercises in different ways depending on what your end goal is and what you want the sound to be like. And there are so many sounds you can make with your voice. That's why I love the human voice. There's literally no other instrument, maybe other than a synthesizer, that can make as many different sounds as the human voice. There's no analog instrument for sure that can make as many sounds as the human voice. So it's amazing what we can do with a voice. So my online singing school is open for registration. We also have a once a month live meeting on Zoom where I will coach volunteers in front of everyone. And then, of course, if you don't want to volunteer, you can still watch and learn a lot just by watching. And there will also be expert talks where I talk to professionals in the music industry who have to do with singing. And you'll learn a lot there too. And the cool thing is you will be surrounded by a bunch of like-minded people in our group. And you will have me as your guide to help you find your unique voice. And I want you to find what are your strengths. Where do you need to go? What direction do you need to take in your practice? What exercises would be best for you? What approach to take and what to start with? Because the truth is a lot of you are overwhelmed. And a lot of you just don't even know where to begin because there's just potentially so much you should work on. And instead of just getting frustrated and telling yourself, well, it just sounds not good, mildly expressed, you need to put it like in a category of, well, not good. What does that mean? It sounds narrow. It sounds nasal. It sounds pressed. It sounds strained. And that's part of your solution already. So if something is nasal, you need to work on opening up your vowels. And I want to help you find your approach and your unique voice, because it's awesome that it only exists once. There's no one else who's like you, and there's no one else's voice that's exactly like your voice. You know, when someone hears you speak, they recognize you instantly. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day. If you want to register for the online singing school, you need to go to masteryourvoice.tv/OSS. And that'll take you to the page where you see everything outlined that you will get. And then you can register. But remember, we are only open until Thursday, including Thursday this week. That would be October 7th. No, October 6th, 2022. And after that, we will close and we will actually get started on Friday. I will do like a welcome live stream in Facebook, and then I'll let you know how this all works out. I'll let you know what dates something is happening. But even if you can't be there for the live meetings, no worries. I mean, I'm located in Germany and I know everyone is located in different countries all around the world. So I will, of course, record all of those. And then if you can't make it live, you can always watch the replay. You will not miss anything, and you don't have to be anywhere at specific times. You can always just work on whatever you want to work on whenever you have time. All right, now go out into the world. Always keep on singing. Bless someone with your voice today. And I hope to see you on the inside.